A small northern Illinois town is celebrating its history as a once popular destination for pregnant women looking for a special kind of birthing experience. WNIJ's Jenna Dooley has more.
Painless childbirth? Alois Barrett's mother-in-law was looking for just that before she gave birth in 1925.
She was so afraid to have the baby because she'd heard from the old-time stories, she said. It was so beautiful to have a baby and not remember any pain.
The method was called twilight sleep because of the soporific state it induced in the mothers.
It's a combination of scopolamine, which is a hypnotic drug, and morphine. Yeah, it was morphine. They darkened the room and, it's like a form of hypnosis, really.
Don Dingus is a local historian from Sublette, Illinois. From 1914 to 1940, he estimates 3,000 twilight sleep babies were born here. Dr. Benjamin Ingier learned about the procedure in Germany and brought it to the rural farming community.
His doctor said, I've never seen a place where all the barns are painted red and it's so neat. He said, this is where I want to set up my practice.
Word of mouth spread. Mothers traveled from neighboring states to get the unique procedure, often coming back for subsequent births. In the town's archives is a neatly typed packing list, asking mothers to bring nightgowns and dozens of cloth diapers and safety pins for the new baby. Sublette recently held a reunion for the twilight sleep babies. 89-year-old Keith Barrett brought along his birth certificate bearing the doctor's signature.
Oh, it says Keith H.
They don't have my full name on there.
Oh. Keith H. is Hotchkiss.
Keithy boy puddin' honey.
Clearly, loss of humor wasn't a side effect, but there was skepticism for the procedure elsewhere in the United States. Jeffrey Edwards is an obstetrician gynecologist at Illinois Valley Community Hospital in Peru, Illinois.
I guess I would liken it to a guy who goes on a bender and then does all these things while he's drunk at the bar, and then the next morning doesn't remember any of it. Well, he did a bunch of things. He just doesn't remember.
Angela Reidner is a certified nurse midwife. She remembers learning about twilight sleep in her training, but as an outdated procedure, not as a modern alternative.
It depends on your perspective. Is pain in childbirth something we totally want to eradicate and is unuseful, or is it something we want to augment the natural process and help women cope with as healthfully as possible?
Dr. Angier retired in 1940. With fewer twilight sleep babies still living, the method has largely fallen to oral history. But even that is difficult, since childbirth wasn't exactly something that came up over the tea table.
The only thing that my mother mentioned wasn't about her giving birth to me. It was about all the other people that would come from out of state and everywhere to have the twilight sleep.
That's Rose Leffelman. She doesn't judge her mother for her decision.
These days, you know, they have medicines, you know, that make them more comfortable. So they're doing the same thing, except it with different medicines.
Her husband, Larry, is also a twilight sleep baby.
They just all assumed that's what you did. It was part of life here.
Keith Barrett says that's fine with him.
I just knew I was precious.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. Tis twilight time. End of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight.